Go is a hip new ensemble comedy that shows off a string of the rising young actors in Hollywood. Go is directed by Doug Liman, whose debut film was Swingers. Our film critic John Powers has a review.
A few days ago, my normally sensible producer on this show was grumbling about the Clint Eastwood movie that I praised a while back. She found it slow. Well, she won't have that problem with Go, a frantic new comedy. It begins in an L.A. supermarket, where a sullen cashier named Rana, played by Sarah Polley, frets about rent money. Her crazy British co-worker Simon is hoping she'll take his shift, and two beaming TV actors, played by Scott Wolf and Jay Moore, try to wheedle her into scoring them some ecstasy. From the moment these characters leave the store, the movie roars to life, telling three separate tales of the underground. In the first one, Rana and her skeptical friend Claire, played by Katie Holmes from Dawson's Creek, get involved in a makeshift drug deal that boomerangs disastrously. The second story happens in Vegas, where the crazy Brit and his friend Marcus, that's Tay Diggs, plunge into a madhouse of car theft and gunplay. The third brings us back to L.A., where the two TV actors have to deal with a kinky-seeming cop and a lifeless body. The movie has the jolting giddiness of a bumper car ride. And if Quentin Tarantino had never been born, I'd probably be raving up its bold three-part structure. As it is, Go could probably be retitled Pulp Fiction Jr., since its 20-something cast dashes through all the familiar landmarks of Tarantinoville. This is a movie brimming with pop references, as when the nice girl Claire talks about life with a drug dealer, played by Timothy Oliphant.
What do you have against the family circus?
Okay. You sit down and read your paper. And you're enjoying your entire two-page comic spread, right? And then there's the family circus, bottom right-hand corner, just waiting to suck. And that's the last thing you read, so it spoils everything you read before.
You could just not read it.
I hate it, yet I'm uncontrollably drawn to it.
Tarantino began as an actor, and his movies are filled with juicy bits of business for the performers. So is Go, which is obviously designed to showcase its hot young actors. And they deliver. As Simon, Desmond Askew is a hoot as one of those crazy L.A. Brits who sees America as a big ride. Scott Wolf and Jay Moore are slyly funny as actors with something to hide, and handsome Tay Diggs reaffirms the charisma he first flashed in How Stella Got Her Groove Back. The movie's great breakthrough, though, is the Canadian Sarah Polley, last seen in The Sweet Hereafter, whose fierce, intelligent energy makes Rana's story easily the most engrossing of the three. At first glance, Polly looks eerily like Uma Thurman, but she's actually much smaller in stature and much larger in talent. Go was directed and shot by Doug Liman, who has an obvious eye for cultural touchstones. His first movie, Swingers, helped launch the annoying vogue of Sinatra-ized cocktail culture. But Liman's uncanny feel for the zeitgeist shouldn't hide the fact that he's a much more talented filmmaker than he initially appeared. This is sharper work than Swingers, tighter, punchier, better acted, and Liman never lets the energy level falter, which is surely the point of a picture called Go. Sheer velocity is also the essence of the hottest movie in the country, The Matrix, which is essentially a hip version of Star Wars for those weaned on comic books, Japanese animation, and cyberpunk novels like Neuromancer. While the movie has its dull stretches, it's a huge hit because it contains some of the coolest scenes ever put on film. You can hear the audience giggle with delight during the high-tech kung fu fights, where characters bend back quickly enough to dodge bullets, or literally fly in the air to slug it out. These scenes bring together the best of Hong Kong's stunt work and Hollywood's digitalized know-how. Although it's shot through with nifty ideas cribbed from Buddhism, Blade Runner, and Joseph Campbell, The Matrix doesn't actually have a lot on its mind. But as with Go, deep meaning is beside the point. 90 years ago, the futurist Tommaso Marinetti wrote that a new beauty has been added to the splendor of the world, the beauty of speed. And that's the beauty you can find in Matrix and Go, which are aimed at an audience attuned to the rhythms of the new millennium. They start fast, then go even faster.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue and Fresh Air.